Conclusion. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. To those who curse me, let my soul be silent, and let my soul be like dust to everyone. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul pursue your commandments. If anyone designs evil against me, speedily make their counsel of no effect, and frustrate their designs. Act for the sake of your name. Act for the sake of your power. Act for the sake of your holiness. Act for the sake of your Torah, in order that your beloved ones may be delivered. Save by your power and answer me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his high places, may he make peace for us and for all Israel. Amen. May it be your will, O Lord, our God and God of our fathers, that the temple be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us our portion in your Torah. And there we will serve you with awe, as in the days of old and as in ancient times. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant to the Lord, as in days of old and as in ancient times. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the redeemed community, in Messiah Yeshua, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.